My name is Jody King. Rhode Islanders call what I do for a living quahogging, hogging, shell fishing, or bull raking, but I kind of like a title to my name, so I call myself a commercial wild harvest bivalve extractor.
Warwick native Jody King grew up digging for clams. Now, with 25 years of professional quahogging experience under his belt, he runs clamming workshops for the State Department of Environmental Management. On a recent Tuesday, King spoke with a group of about 35 people at Colt State Park in Bristol.
Most people give this type of information that I'm going to give you today out to their children. They don't give it to other people. Because I don't have children, I get to give it out to Rhode Island. And that's the coolest part.
It was an unseasonably cool day. King told his students that clamming is a hands-on pursuit.
I'm going to put you in the water. I'm going to show you how to catch clams in a rake or on shore. And then when we come back, I'll regale you with a whole bunch of stories about shell fishing, teach you how to shuck little necks raw, and help you cook one meal.
King pointed out that most of those attending the workshop were trying clamming for the first time.
That's what I like to see, clam virgins. Because today we're all going to catch clams. So I want you to grab these rakes, grab a red bag in that fish tote, and let's go hop in the water and play.
College student Blaze Ryan was one of the newbies. He caught the first clam of the day.
I'm from Rhode Island originally, but I've never gone clamming in my 22 years. I'm embracing the Rhode Island lifestyle before I head back to school in Arizona. You get wet, it's a little chilly today, but it's pretty fun so far.
We're gonna eat good tonight!
King shucked a bunch of clams and used a portable stove to steam them with olive oil, garlic, basil, and hot red pepper flakes. The students in his class got to share in the bounty.
Did everybody catch clams today?
Yeah.
The DEM workshop will be held again August 11th, August 22nd, and September 9th. Sophia Rudin, Rhode Island Public Radio.